Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello there. And I really, really have to tell everyone who is listening that I have healed myself many times from different things that has happened to me. And I, when that time comes, I have to just stop whatever it is I'm doing that I'm not supposed to be doing and rebuild my body and basically my inner energy, you know, your strength that you work with every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 3 months ago, if you remember, I became very sick. And I couldn't do the show because if I would have tried to do the show then, I probably wouldn't be with you today. So my choice was to lay in that bed and do what I had to do to reestablish my strength, my body, my wisdom, and be able to walk across the floor without help. Now, that was a big order. But I realized what I had done to myself. That here's the real clicker. I realized what I had done to myself, and I'm going to tell you what I did.
All right.
I was doing 2 shows in England a week. I was doing your show. I was doing a show for another group of people down in Florida. Now, I had 5 shows going on in 4 days. And I was really, I was burning the candle at both ends.
I hear you.
So what happened to me? I just faded away into nothing and got reprimanded really bad because I couldn't do the show.
Aww.
And sometimes I couldn't even call you because I was so weak I couldn't even think straight.
Aww.
But I did what every intelligent person does if they think they want to live. I went to bed. I was in bed. I think I was in bed a month, wasn't I? Down for a month?
You were down for a month, yeah. And that was last month, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I finally came out of it. And in the night, one night, a few nights ago, I got a visit from an angel who was, I'm sure, my mentor. And she said, I pray with all of my heart that the lesson has been learned and that this will not happen again because many people trusted you, many people believed in you, and you worked so hard you let them all down. That was what she said to me. Well, it was true.
Well,
it was true.
Son, you're right. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't being unkind.
No.
But I'm not the only person in the world that overdoes.
Right.
I'm not the only person that does too much.
Yeah.
What I want to say to everybody is take care of yourself. Don't go over your limit and don't stay under your limit. Find your limit and work with it so that you don't have that kind of a problem. Like I went down for a month over that situation. Now, I'm a growing girl. I mean, I'm far old enough to know better than that. And they were nice, but I had to stay down to get well. And I'm okay now. But believe me, I'm not doing six shows a week. No way.
Good, good. Well, we do have callers. Just to let you know, we're going to chit-chat just a little bit. Because it, actually, it's amazing because I was going to ask you just about what you brought up. So we're right in sync today. As I was reading the introduction, I was thinking about what a survivor you are and that you've come, like many of us, to recognize that, yes, we do survive whatever God brings our way, but more importantly, we want to learn how to thrive. And I think that perhaps that's what you were getting at by talking about finding that balance between what is too much and what's not enough.
Right. And when it is too much, usually it's like somebody dangling a carrot in front of you, and you shouldn't be looking at the carrot. Because, you know, I'm a mother of a number of children. And I know many women out there have had three or four children very close together, and they have worked themselves into bed, sick from all the hard work because they were alone with them. And I, too, worked like that. So I'm no stranger to hard work, and I don't mind it, but I have to take care of Ada Marie. It became very apparent that it didn't matter how much I thought that floor had to be scrubbed before I went to bed tonight. Ada Marie wasn't going to scrub that floor because it wasn't good for her. And that's how I did. I put myself in the third person. Now anybody can do it, man or woman. Put yourself in the third person and take a good hard look at yourself. Take a good hard look and see where you are and what you still can do before you harm yourself. And, of course, as you know, I harmed myself again. And now I'm up and now I'm not doing it. I'm not doing six shows a week. Actually, I'm only doing two.
Well, you know, there's something else that you said a little while ago that I wanted to comment on. And good for you that you're slowing down. I think that that's important, that we all need to slow down when we get going too fast and make ourselves sick.
Right.
But, no, I was thinking about, boy, I've lost my train of thought.
Well, what you were thinking about was, why would somebody do that?
No, it was something that you'd mentioned earlier, and it's, you know, if it comes to me, it comes to me. If it doesn't, that's all right.
Okay.
But
I hope it comes because it would be something very valuable for the listeners.
Perhaps. And I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the phone lines and we'll take your questions. And also, we're open to suggestions for topics that Ada Marie can talk about. So feel free to do that, too. We have two callers on the line so far, and I'm sure we'll have more. We usually have at least a dozen. But I think, folks, because we have missed a month's worth of shows, that people are thinking we're not here anymore. And we are here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to contact Ada Marie for private work, to have her do medium work with departed loved ones, I'm going to give you her contact information because she's very skilled at that. She is also a life coach and counselor in addition to being a medium, a seer, and a healer. And she's very intuitive, and she will read your life for you. Those are some of the things she can do. The ways to get in touch with her, the best way is her phone number, and she's available between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Rocky Mountain Time. And you can call her at area code 520-896-9510. And if you want more information about her, you can go to her website, which is located on the World Wide Web at thegoldenoracle.com. the Golden Oracle. And if you don't know how to spell Oracle, it's O-R-A-C-L-E, or you can just Google Ada Marie. I'm sure that something will come up that way too. So with that said, let's go to the phone lines. We'll take area code 949 first. I haven't screened these calls, so I don't know who we have.
Okay, that's fine.
Just identify yourself by your first name, area code 949, please.
Hi, my name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I didn't even think I was going to get through, so I suppose that that's a good sign that I got through today.
Well, you called early enough that it's not a problem. I mean, quite frequently when I do a show with somebody gifted like Ada Marie, if you don't call within the first 15 minutes, you don't get on. But Dee Dee, what's your question for Ada Marie today?
Yes, hello, Ada Marie. I'm glad you're feeling better. I have a question for you. I have a son who is, he struggles with behavioral issues. He's in a school right now out of state. He's due to come home this summer. And my husband and I have kind of been talking about moving out of our state, actually moving to Colorado from California, to maybe when he does come home, surround him with people, you know, that he doesn't know, for one. Number two, if he were to come home here to California, we're afraid that he may hook up with the same losers that kind of got him into the space that he's in right now. So he's very opposed to this idea. He just turned 18. Basically cussed me out when we told him that we were moving to Colorado. And I'm just at a loss right now as to what to do.
Okay.
I mean, my heart is torn.
Now,
yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, these kids are, because they think they're on another plane than we are, to sit down with a pencil and paper, and going to Colorado for you folks is wonderful, but sit down with a pencil and paper and write out the trip, your son by name, and how he will enjoy living in Colorado, the energy, the people, and he will meet good people who are really positive and very helpful, and he will become very, very clear that he is in the right place, because these people that he meets will be very much helpful to him, so he
mm-hmm.
won't get caught in one of those places again. But write it out. Write it out, okay. You know, like if he joins the, I don't know what clubs they have today, the pep club or the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But write it all out. Is he in a junior high class?
No, he's actually right now in high school, and he just turned 18. So he seems to think that he's going to stay behind here and live with one of his loser buddies when we go to Colorado.
He can't do that.
No, we don't want him to.
Tell me what his name is.
His name is Shane.
James? Okay.
Shane.
No, it's Shane, Ada Marie.
Pardon?
Shane.
S-H-A-N-E.
Shane.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now write Shane's name down on a piece of paper and then write the kind of energy that he had before he got into trouble. So write the kind of energy you want Shane to have when you reach Colorado. Okay?
Okay.
Now
uh-huh.
read it three times and rewrite it if you have to. Do whatever it takes to make it come out perfect for him. And he will
mm-hmm.
go with you, and you will have a very good relationship with him after you reach there in about 3 months or four.
Okay.
That was interesting.
I hope so.
That was interesting. Now, I need to tell you something. I was giving you information that I know I've given other people, and it works. But I received that other little piece of information which said 3 or 4 months. So that came to let you know. That came without the other, not what I said. That came through me as a channel, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So that'll be good for him to be there, and your whole family relationship will improve.
Okay. Oh, thank God. That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, you just keep praying. You just keep praying. There's nothing stronger than God. No energy is stronger than God. So you just keep talking to him, and he'll keep working on your son. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Dee Dee, is there a topic that you'd like us to discuss later? The first caller of the day always suggests the topic.
Yeah, I would like you to discuss mediumship. Like, how do you know that it's real? How do you know that you're actually hearing from your loved ones and you're not just making it up?
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, we'll take a couple more calls and then we'll talk about that. So hang in there.
Okay, thank you.
That's what
okay.
I teach people how to understand that.
Yeah. That's right on target, so that'll
right.
be a good discussion. We're going to area code 850. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Sheila.
Sheila, is it?
Yes.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi. Hi, thank you.
And what is your question, Sheila?
My question is, do you have any messages from my loved ones or to tell me? Because I feel like things have, like, slowed
what?
Down. Do you have any messages
honey,
from my loved ones? Or do I have to be more specific?
Yeah, she doesn't do me. Are you talking about departed loved ones, Sheila?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to call me personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't do
okay.
that on the phone. It takes too long.
But she does give the first 15 minutes of a session for free. So keep in mind.
There's a reason for that. I give everybody a free 15 minutes because sometimes I cannot help them. Other times it's okay. But if I'm not getting something, then there's no charge and I drop the call.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be more specific. Yeah. I feel like things have slowed down. Is there a reason for that?
What's slowing down?
You know, like career, everything.
His career or yours?
Mine.
Okay. Well, has he found what he wants to do?
It's her that she's talking about, Ada Marie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, her
yeah,
career
like
is slowing.
Hmm.
Sounds like your life is coming to a standstill. Is that what you're talking about,
yeah.
Sheila?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
And she's
well, because you have an opportunity for a great new business or a great new job that will be very rewarding, and it'll show up in about maybe 3 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So you're just slowing down to make a bigger change that's going to be better for you.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like I'm transitioning,
yeah, so
you know. But
keep your ears open and keep your eyes open and be aware, okay?
But she has to make it happen, right?
It'll happen. She just has to be aware of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When it happens, she's got to be paying attention, because when it comes, it'll come and it'll just slide in so easy that it's as if somebody gave you a cup of coffee when you needed one. But she'll know. And
Is it a sign that she'll look for?
You don't have to look. You have to be aware when you hear it.
Okay.
When it comes up in a conversation, you got to be aware.
Okay.
You know, bide your time with whoever it is it comes from and talk to them later, and you'll have an ongoing relationship for years and plenty of help.
Okay, I hope I don't miss it.
Hmm?
That is. I hope I don't miss out who
you
that
won't
is.
Miss it. You'll be aware. God has ways of making that happen. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Keep the faith. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless, Sheila.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to area code 617.
Oh,
what is your...
You must hurt yourself.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's your name, please?
This is going to be confusing from the last caller. Very similar, but not quite. My name is Sheba.
Ah, like Queen of Sheba?
Yes.
Yeah, I think of that Shirley Booth movie, Come Back, Little Sheba, too. Yeah, okay. Why, Sheba? What can Ada Marie help you with today?
I'm just calling because I'm on this path of self-love and empowerment. And I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path and if there's anything else that I need to be aware of that I need to focus on.
Are you feeling that you're not totally aware of everything around you?
I am trying to stay very conscious of the things that happen around me so that way I can pick up on little things. So I'm definitely practicing being
well, you're
in the
doing very well,
just...
I have to say. You have picked up two things that nobody else would have noticed. You're doing very well, so... Just keep on what you're doing and pay attention and keep your notebook and keep it full. Write those notes down.
How did you know that?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I am a seer.
Staying,
you know,
within my power and right.
Yeah.
I have a gratitude journal that I keep.
Okay. Good. Good. That'll work. You're doing well.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you for that.
When you get ready to be able to look into the future, at that point you can call me and I'll give you the tools to do that.
And how do you know when you start to come into that power?
You know, you feel it. You feel like...
You'll feel it, okay.
You will feel like you know, like I said, my kids, well, I know, I just don't know what I know.
Okay, okay.
And that's how you feel sometimes, like you know, but you just don't know what you know.
Exactly.
That's where you're at, so give me a call. I'll help you get there.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Marie.
You're welcome, honey.
Did you get her phone number, Sheba?
I will listen to the recording again and make sure I write it down.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there one more time because there's new caller on the line. So if anybody wants to contact Ada Marie, she gives the first 15 minutes for free, and she's available between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Rocky Mountain Time, and her area code is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. Sheba, thank you for calling today. Best wishes
thank
to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too. Yeah.
We're going to go to the other caller in a few minutes. But hi. Bye-bye. We had a request from Dee Dee to talk about mediumship and how you know if the messages that you're getting are real. And Ada Marie, of course, is a conscious medium. She does communicate with the other side in addition to doing many other things. So what would you say about that, Ada Marie?
Well, what I'm going to tell anybody who is interested in being able to be aware of when it's real and when it's not real, everyone gets messages. Every living person can get a message because we are all equipped with the same material. And you will find that little children will very often say things way out of context, and you look at them like, oh, you shouldn't have said that in front of your grandmother. So how you know is you feel. It comes from the center, which is your heart, and when you receive something, you know beyond a doubt, because you're not going to receive one thing that is negative. You cannot receive one negative thing. You can receive a message telling you not to do something, but not a negative, bad. It can say, now, you should not go to that meeting, and then you'll have to figure out why maybe you shouldn't go to the meeting, but they will tell you, if it's not good for you, they will warn you that this would not be a positive thing for you to do. Like, just the other day, a lady had a pickup, and someone warned her, and this was a physical warning, not to drive to Tucson. And she went anyway. Well, of course, because she went anyway, the transmission went out of her truck.
Oh.
And if she would have gone to the, if she would have really did what the friend, her friend told her, said, stop at the mechanic and ask him to listen to your motor. And, of course, she didn't bother with that. So they towed her in on a, you know, on a tow truck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, are you saying that this friend was acting as a medium at that point in time?
Well, she wasn't acting as one, but she knew, she could feel it.
Yeah.
So later when I talked to her, I said, honey, people don't want to hear it. They're not going to listen. And what you were doing was you were using your, what people today call a mediumship, a sight to be able to see. And she said, well, sometimes I can see real clear and sometimes I can't. I said, well, that's with all of us. All of us. Sometimes it's very clear and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, well, I feel real bad because he had to be towed in. I said, it's not your fault. He didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink.
Absolutely. And just to let the new callers know, we will be taking your calls and questions. Right now, we're discussing mediumship. How do you know if you're dealing with people from the other side? How do you know if that communication is real?
This is, and boy, that's an excellent question. And let me tell you, when people come to me to talk to a relative who is deceased, I ask a question. I ask the family to tell me one question that they know for sure this person could answer very quietly. So I ask the question, and if the person cannot answer the question, we do not have the right person.
Ah.
Because everybody on the other side has clear mental facility.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in God's hands, you're in perfection.
What if I myself want to communicate with the other side, with a loved one of my own, whereby I might already know the answer to that question? How can I tell if what I'm hearing is real?
Well, because you know the answer. If you know the other person, you do, and the other person doesn't know the answer, then they're not the right person, are they?
So I would have to ask them something that I didn't have knowledge of, too, in
not
order
to... Not necessarily.
No?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
You could say, okay, You're this is a friend of yours, and you want to be sure from the other side that this friend is a real friend. And maybe you and them played baseball together or something. And you could ask the person if they could, okay, can you hit a ball as far with your left hand as you can with your right hand? And how they answered that question would tell you if that was a real person, because you know what hand they worked.
Okay, and I would already know the correct answer.
Right, you would know the correct answer.
I would know if that person was actually coming through, if the person I saw it was coming through.
Well, if they gave you the right answer, the right person was coming through. If
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it was wrong. It was the wrong person.
And then I can just continue to ask questions about whatever my concerns might be, and
or just talk, visit with them for a little bit. They're perfectly happy to have somebody take a little time to visit with them.
I do that. I do that with my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that question out for other people that might have had that question themselves.
And I'm sure many people do have that question.
Mm-hmm.
One lady said that when she went to bed at night. This has been a number of months ago, her sister would come and stand by the bed, but she didn't talk. And so I said, well, talk to her. Say, hi, how are you? What is it that I can help you with? And eventually, if they're there because they need to talk to you, they will talk to you. They may not for one or two times, but the third time they'll probably talk to you.
Mm.
You know, in other words, they come because they want to. Sometimes they just want to tell you they love you, you know.
Is it a matter of reestablishing rapport with somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost establishing that sense of trust that
right.
existed in life.
There has to be a sense of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's very important.
Well, sometimes people pass out of our lives where we've had a difficult relationship with them.
Right, and we would like to have, we'd like to clear it up.
Yeah.
And we could try, and if you can reach them, they will definitely clear it up with you because they don't want to go on with that holding over their head either.
Right, that's a good point. I'm glad
yeah.
that, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about mediumship?
Well, I would say that it takes, well, I was raised with people who were mediums, but it takes a long time to get calm enough to turn your head off. Now, I hope you understand what I'm saying. In order to be able to do work on the other side, you have to be able to turn your head off of all mundane activity in your life around you at that time. You understand that?
I do.
Okay. Then if you do that and you sit silent for a period of time, you will surely receive somebody you know. And if you know who you want to receive, you just ask for them to come.
Mm. Now, we've talked about this before. They're not always going to come because sometimes they're not available at a certain
time. You're right. You're right. Sometimes they are not available. In fact, many times, unbelievably, they are working, and they are working harder than they ever did on Earth. So they're busy.
Yeah.
And you may get a glimpse or a feeling of them, but that's it. And then maybe sometime later when you're doing something that doesn't take any, like setting the table, they may come by
mm-hmm.
and say, here I am, and blah, 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 whatever they're going to tell you.
Well, I know I was told by a medium, you know, my sister passed when she was only 32 from cancer, and I was told by this medium that she's busy helping children that are dying from cancer, or living
mm-hmm.
with cancer, I should say, because 4 out of 5 children will go into remission and heal from cancer.
Right.
But the point that I was going to make is that that was very near and dear to her heart when she was living, and she asked that donations be made when she passed to the Have a Heart, Make-A-Wish Foundation, which provided wishes for children that were terminally ill. And
right.
I thought that was really very comforting to hear. It validated what I knew about my sister.
Right.
And that came through a medium.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
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 And then later, were you able to talk to your sister by yourself?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Good.
Not
good.
A problem.
That's a good...
Oh, we've had many, many communications over the years.
See, that's what's important. When you go to someone like myself and you are able to make that communication after you leave, when you're alone, you have worked with a real, real person who knows the business, and they will definitely help you to be able to make your own communication with your loved ones. And I think that's very important, more important than anything, because not only are you in control, your health and your well-being is being given help.
Mm.
It just is wonderful.
It is. We better get back to the phone lines. We've got three callers. But just for people that have been listening, if you didn't hear this admonition before, even though Ada Marie is a medium, she will not do communication with the dead on the radio show. It takes more time than that, so you would need to contact her through her phone number, which you can listen to on the podcast. And so I'm going to go to the person that's been waiting the longest, and that's area code 312. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm from Chicago.
Hi. Do you have a question for Ada Marie today?
Yes. I recently got a temporary assignment at an insurance company, and I used to work there before, and I'm just wondering if you see me getting I'm having reservations of going, but I need the job, so I have to take it. So I'm wondering if you see it working out for a little bit until I can find something else.
You wouldn't stay there very long. There's too much one-upsmanship there.
Okay.
But you will find another job within, I'd say, 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you will. And so if you want to go there and put up with that, that's okay. But there is another job. Just keep applying because there's a job waiting for you.
Okay. Okay. And I applied with a government job. Is that the one that's going to call me, you think?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Sounds good.
That happens
fast.
Yeah.
My
head is ringing.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, they should be calling soon, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
yes,
okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I'll let you know.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You know, Karen, I worked for the government for many, many years, and you do need to practice patience because they take a long time in getting
to you.
Yeah, but that's good. If it's been a while, perhaps, Ada Marie is usually spot on. So let us know how it works out. We're here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time. We'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm looking at August, so we'll see what happens before August.
Okay. All right. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay. We have a caller from area code 631. And also, we're open to another topic. We lost one of the callers, so what is your first name, please?
Because she's so nice. I had to say something.
Oh, she's talking to somebody else on another line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, that's
this is
all
Suzanne?
Right. Suzanne,
I just wanted to
hi.
Tell Ada
how are you?
Something unbelievable that happened.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I called her on, and she said that you're going to – I asked her about an old bus company that I used to work in. I said, I called 3 weeks ago. They weren't hiring. And then I called. I was a little nervous because I had quit. And she goes, call Monday.
Yeah.
They would take you back. And all day I did not call back, and I did not call back. I called back at 3:30, and they called me the next day to come in to work to start the process to get hired.
Beautiful.
Now
Ada
I
Marie
have to ask her about a man because
that,
right? That's not going too well.
Ah.
I was just talking to my friend about it. She's over here laughing.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, congratulations. You must be ecstatic.
I am, but every time I go on these dates, they have no time to date.
Well, do you want to ask
she
another
said,
question?
They got to squeeze you in. They got to pencil you in. They got family on the weekend. They got a million things to do, but they're on a dating site.
Do you have another question you want to ask Ada today?
Yeah. When did she see a boyfriend coming in?
September.
September? How am I going to meet him?
September. In a group of people, but I see you talking to him. I mean, that came before I had time to form the words. So
is he
going to
have time
words,
to date?
Well, you're going to be in some group of people.
Okay.
You're going to be in a group. And it's September, probably the first part of September. It came quick.
My friend was laughing.
And
she goes, the senior citizen group? I'm going to kill her.
I don't think so.
She's a wise egg there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let us know how that works out, too.
Well, do you know anything about them or anything at all?
No, honey, I don't. I don't. I just know I got the time and the date, and I saw the two of you. standing with another person, looks like a woman, the three of you, but I mean, he was talking to you, and you and her were listening.
You know what the girl looks like?
That's what I saw. Well, she got dark hair, and she's a little plump, and she's kind of nice.
Dark and plump and nice, that's one friend I know. Rita. Oh, well.
So
all right, I'll have to
her.
Pencil that in, but I can't believe you said to call on Monday, and I did.
Good. That was good.
All right, I'll pencil in September.
Okay.
Let me see if I get this right, Suzanne. Did you call and leave a message on Monday, and then they called you the next day?
This is what happened. I talked to Ada on Sunday, and then she said, I told her about it. Well, this other company I used to work for, blah, blah, blah. I'm scared to call. They said there was no thing. I called 3 weeks. She goes, no. She goes, you are going to get the job. They liked you. You're going to get it back, whatever. And I didn't call all day because I said, nah, they're not going to do it. Then I called them on Monday, and I said, well, can you call me either way if you're interested? And they called me Tuesday early in the morning to come in to do the paperwork, and I just took the physical today.
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's great. Congratulations again.
Yeah. Do you have time to talk to my friend real quick since she's here?
Sure. Put her on the line.
Okay.
What's her name?
Sheila.
Hello?
Sheila?
Hi, how you doing?
This is our second of the day, and we had a Sheba, too. Wow. And all these names, except me. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead and ask.
I wanted to know about my love life because I had a boyfriend that I was seeing, and we broke up, and it was a five-year relationship. I was in love with him, but he was kind of treating me not so great. So it was kind of time for me to go. But do you see anything coming for me in the future, like a nice guy?
No, listen to me.
You hung in there
about 3 years too long for the last relationship. So this time you're going to meet somebody, and you'll be like at a gathering. I don't know what kind of a business, or you'll be with a group of people. You'll meet somebody, but don't hang out too long. Because there's somebody better behind that person. There'll be another person come in that's nicer for you.
All right. Well, there's somebody
interested
in me now. Do you see anything with that person? He's kind of young. He's in the 30s, and I'm in the 40s.
Well, that's the same age group as far as most people are concerned. But I don't see that relationship being really good to you.
No? Okay.
I could be wrong, but it doesn't look like it. He's going to be good. Nice.
Well, he's been pursuing me for a while, even when I had the other boyfriend. So that's why I'm asking if you see anything with this person. His name is Aiden.
His name is what?
Aiden.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Good Aiden. Irish name.
Yeah, it is.
He's actually Turkish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's Turkish and Jewish.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was Irish.
I know that as an Irish name, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Turkish and Jewish. That's quite a combination.
Well, they call him Aiden, but I call him Aiden. That's like American way.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay.
So you don't see anything with that guy?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I have to tell you what I see, honey. Because I have to live with myself.
Right. And, you know, I'm having weird people stalk me, and somebody put flowers on the back of my car, like a little bushel that they picked from somewhere. They put it on the back of my window underneath my windshield wiper. Do you know what that's about? Do you see anything? Is that a friend or a crazy person?
Well, it sounds more like somebody who's enamored, you know.
Yeah, no, because I had
sometimes
an ex that stalked me.
They act crazy when they're enamored like that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
so
I didn't know if I should be alarmed about it.
Well,
you know, it wasn't threatening or anything.
They're not leaving a name, are they?
What?
they're not leaving a name of who they are.
No, no, not at all. That's what's like creepy about it.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, just ignore it, because if they can't leave the name, then something's not right.
Right. Okay. All right. So then you see me meeting somebody in a group of people, and you think that there's someone else in the background waiting beside them?
Well, I don't
them.
Know where this person is, but you will meet somebody very nice in a group of people. It seems like there's meetings you go to during the week or during the month.
No, I don't go to no meetings. I go out for happy hour once in a while.
Well,
I don't really go to
meetings,
you know.
Well, a meeting at a happy hour would be a meeting of people.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought you meant like a meeting like
a
I think. Like a counseling meeting or something like that, you know, like I don't go. I go to safety meetings.
Well, there's
at
a
my
meeting someplace you're going to meet somebody in.
Okay.
That's it. I can tell you that much.
All right, thank you.
You'll be very happy and joyous to meet the person. I know that.
Well, I just
be making you
laugh. Nice. I get all the wackos, the ones that need help and have problems, and I don't want to be nobody's therapist or babysitter anymore.
That's right. So this person isn't going to need help.
Oh, good. Because I want someone that's going to be there for me. I can't be like the martyr anymore.
Yeah, so
you know,
walk
like,
equally together.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I need.
Right, right.
Well, Suzanne
and
wants
that
to
will
know.
Come.
Suzanne wants to know if you think that I'm going to be with her when she meets her guy.
Or
it's
going to be somebody else
because
you have blonde hair.
What?
Because we hang out a lot. She wants to know if I'm going to be with her when she meets the guy that she's supposed to meet.
You'll probably, the two of you will probably meet both of them at the same time.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. Because
well,
that's why I was looking at you, and I'm thinking, what are you talking about?
You said brown hair, and I have blonde hair, so.
Yeah, well, the woman, when you were talking, I thought you were talking about having a relationship with a woman, but the woman is your friend.
No, not at all. No, I don't want a relationship with a woman. I only like men.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. But I appreciate the advice, and hopefully that will happen. I'll be keeping my eyes out, you know. I'm definitely open to it.
Okay, do that.
All right,
be
thank
sure
you.
They're happy people.
Yep.
Thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much. And you have a good
all
night.
All right.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Ada Marie, that's it. We have no more callers. And unless there's anything else you want to discuss, I think that's a good place to stop.
Yeah, are we done for the day?
We are done.
Okay, well, we'll stop then. We'll wait till next time and do some more.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You're fun to work with.
You're fun to work with too, honey.
Yeah. I'm always happy for your input.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad.
I am very happy because it kind of makes it look like we're a team.
Yeah, that's true. It does.
And that makes people happy.
I think it does too. It's nice to have a dialogue going.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Well, take good care.
And you too, and I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, sounds good. Next week, same time, 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Right, that's
2 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, and 3 o'clock your time, Ada.
Yeah, I have it on my book.
All right, very good.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.